The kids, they grow up so quickly. This is what I think this morning as we've jumped 9 chapters in the book of Genesis. Jump over the youth of the 12 sons of Israel, over Joseph and his coat going into slavery, over Joseph's movement up Pharaoh's organizational chart. You blink, and he goes from a twinkle in the eye to the royal distributor of grain. Popularly these days, many would chalk all this up to karma, a divine balancing force in Hinduism or Buddhism, real-time reward to the good, that slow-release punishment to the bad. We don't read from Hindu scriptures this morning, though. We read from our Judeo-Christian tradition, acknowledging the effects of sin. It can have far, even surprising reach, but even more, the gift of forgiveness. Joseph has lived a hard life, betrayal, abandonment, slavery, and yet, as quickly as he is needed to grow up, as quickly as we have jumped this morning, he's learned the root of forgiveness. The tables are turned, but bloodthirst isn't on his mind. Rather, the hunger of his family is central. It's not easy. Joseph cries at the mention of the crime against him at the end of our reading this morning. But we can see how the lesson has taken shape, how Joseph knows forgiveness is what connects him to God's mercy and love. This is the lesson we're called to pass on, the lesson we're called to live quickly at times in one motion, slowly in many others. Forgiveness is our mark. May Joseph, son of Israel, pray for us that we may know that grace today. We are all connected. May we be so to God.